State health officials say a trainer and five others who had close contact with a rabid dog are receiving shots to prevent rabies. The dog was rescued from a village in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, where it was in a group of other dogs attacked by a fox. This dog showed no signs of being bitten, officials said. The husky was spared and sent to Anchorage February 16th, but the other dogs were euthanized by the village public safety officer. Later, the spared dog bit its Anchorage trainer, and tests confirmed it had rabies. Louisa Castrodale is the Alaska State Public Health Veterinarian. She says it's very unusual to have a rabies case in Anchorage.
We've never had an Anchorage or haven't had an animal in Anchorage that had a locally acquired rabies infection. Rabies is something that's not new to Alaska at all. We've had it in our fox populations in the north and western coastal areas for many, many years, and every year we have cases of rabies in animals in those areas. So what's unexpected is that we would have had an animal brought in from that area to Anchorage.
State records show this is the first time a rabid dog has been brought into Anchorage from the bush since 1992. Castrodale says there are no rules in Alaska for moving dogs around the state, but this case could change that.
I think it's something that has been of concern to many different agencies for a while, and I think this incident probably will maybe speed up some of those conversations that were wanting to happen.
Without vaccine treatment, rabies is fatal in humans. State health officials would not name the village where the dog was moved from so as not to stigmatize it.